The massive flood in Pakistan is still getting worse. Sindh, the nation's southernmost province, is the latest to be ravaged. The flood began in Pakistan's Tibetan Plateau and has worked its way south on the Indus River. The United Nations says makeshift relief sites for victims are springing up across Sindh. More than 2 million people have been displaced there. And NPR's Julie McCarthy reports residents are scrambling to save their city.
We're standing at the embankment that is protecting the city of Shahdath Kot, and water is sweeping past here. At least 500 yards of water in front of us. Behind us is the city. And there's been a mad dash to try to shore up the embankments so that the city doesn't get swamped. Nadir Mugsi, a member of the Sindh Provincial Assembly, led the community in building this levee, but the danger has not passed. Water is rising at places to within a foot of the top of this dirt and stone barrier. It's all that separates the city of 200,000 people from inundation. Mugsy says on the other side of the levee, outlying villages are drowning along with massive rice fields.
Thousands of acres of rice crop, thousands of people, it's all wiped out. There's nothing left. They've never seen water like this, and it just keeps on going. You know? I mean, it's terrible.
Rajesh Chawla stands at the top of the levee and surveys the landscape utterly altered by the floods. Once velvet green rice paddies are now waves of fast-moving gray-green water. Chawla says the stocks in his two rice mills have been sealed and safeguarded from the flood, but that is scant consolation for a man whose fields now lie beneath a vast expanse of water. Chawla says there is no price tag for what has been lost. He speaks through an interpreter.
I can't explain how much I feel the pain. Not only the crops, not only the rice, but also the animals, livestock, and all those things connected with agriculture destroyed. So I have no idea what we lost.
In the midst of the calamity, an old man sits at the edge of the levee. Quran in hand, he mumbles prayers. He likened the flood to Judgment Day, a sentiment that many who could not comprehend the magnitude of the water repeated. What is unfolding now in Sindh has been unfolding throughout Pakistan for the past 3.5 weeks. The city of Shahdath Kot has been emptied of its residents, fleeing as the floodwaters drew near. They have holed up in camps, some orderly, most ad hoc, with scant food and water. Many more have simply strung a rope and a cloth from a tree to make a bed. Millions of lives have been upended. Their future is uncertain, and the flood is not over. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Shahdath Kot, Pakistan.